IVM.
Welcome to the IVM Podcast Network. Hi, this is Amit Doshi, and I wanted to thank each and every one of our listeners. It's been 2 years since I founded IVM, and it's been an amazing 2 years. We wanted to learn a little bit more about who is listening to our shows, and so we put together a short survey. The survey is anonymous, and we aren't going to be collecting any personal information. I would really appreciate it if you could take a couple of minutes out of your day and go to ivmpodcast.com/survey and fill it out. Thanks, and please keep listening.
You're listening to TFG Interviews.
Hello and welcome. This is a special interview podcast that we have on TFG. And as we promised in the football show, we have an exclusive interview coming up with the head coach of DSK Shivrajins. And Kevin was there. He has spoke to Dave Rogers. How's a man like to talk?
Yeah, he's great. You know, when you talk football to him, it's like an immediate connect that you have. And special mention to him that he has a good backing from his top management. Especially he speaks high about Shirish Kulkarni. You know, he was in charge of the youth team, the DSK Academy, his love for the football and youth development has really got him his place in the team as a first team head coach. So that when you talk to him about football, youth football is always on his mind, and he has his love and passion brought into the game, and he speaks high about the potential of Indian football that can really, you know, it really requires that patience and that time from grassroots. It's really very easy to start off from a junior level, and we've talked about the various things. We started talking his vision for with the management for DSK Shivrajins this year, then the national team probables from his squad that were, you know, that made it to the 31 probabilist, and also there were some nitty-gritties of this cramped up fixtures that we have. You know, he touched upon that, and he gave us solutions as well. He's a very a person with a good criticism, with constructive criticism, and he said what can be done better. And he's a high believer of football can do great wonders, but you have to be patient with that.
So he's also like a total development guy, right?
Totally. You know, and that backing that he has from the the top management is what allows him freedom to do what he's expected to do. And you know, it's not easy what he's doing. And he talked about other three Indian clubs that are, you know, having the similar mentality, have having more and more under 22 players coming in the starting in the starting 11. So you can hear him talk about that.
Let's the gist itself sounds so interesting. I'm pretty sure the whole conversation is going to be, and also it's a coach to coach, an upcoming coach to a developed coach conversation. Well, let's dive into the interview.
So at the season beginning, you've been promoted from being the youth team coach to the first team coach. So what was the vision for DSK Shivrajins to pan out to the entire season?
Yeah, well, the vision was, and this is my third year at DSK Shivrajins now and in India, and obviously coming over as the head coach of the academy in conjunction with the partnership with Liverpool Football Club and DSK Shivrajins. So when I was, you know, during my time of going around the country and scouting players and looking for talent, our academy boys, I felt, were at a stage where they were able to step up into senior football. We tried to educate them on and off the field from day one. They're great boys, you know, the attitude and the desire to succeed as footballers was a pleasure for me to coach on a daily basis. And when the opportunity came from Shirish, our owner, who is a big believer in promoting youth, which is what we believe in at DSK Shivrajins, you know, it was the next step for me to step up into senior management, senior coaching, and also with the vision which we both had of developing our own academy players.
So it was like-minded people coming together and really
helps the
club.
It does, and that's the big plus with Shirish, is that he's such a passionate guy with football, same as myself. You know, my passion, it's in my blood on developing players, especially in India. You know, because I don't know whether people realise, but we've so much talent in this country, this country has such a big population, and if people just gave a little bit more time and patience to the quality young players that we have, this future is in good hands with the talented young players that we've got coming through.
So the season is almost spent, more than half of it's, the league is almost half done.
Yeah.
So how has the performance for you been for the team?
For me, if I'm sitting here saying, am I happy with the points tally that we have? Obviously not. But if I look at the overall picture and see the development and the progress that we're making as a football club, and especially our young squad, then I'm sitting here and I'm saying, it's going to plan. Because young players will only gain experience and learn by going through experiences that we're going through. You know, we've dominated, I think, 90% of games we've played in, which is a credit to the boys. We're playing a style of football that I wanted to play. You know, high counter-attacking football, you know, not always based on possession. You know, sometimes you've got to mix your game and, you know, try and play in the opposition's half, which is what we do really well. We win the ball back pretty quickly. You know, we press high, which is what we've coached the boys to do. So for me, am I pleased overall with the progress of the young players? 100%. Points-wise, I wish we, you know, well, I don't wish, I know we should have more points on the table. But look, again, this is a long-term project. We're in a transition year where we're introducing the young players, and these boys are going to grow stronger, and I can see it day by day and game by game. And it's just that little bit of inexperience that's costing us, but this club is producing some quality young footballers, and I know at international level India is in safe hands as we move forward.
Yeah, on the same lines, a couple of the players have been shortlisted and part of probables for the national team. How do you feel? Obviously,
bro. Yeah, listen, do you know what? It's Kevin, for me, anything I ever achieved in my own career has been surpassed in the last 3 years, because there's no better feeling as a coach and as a football club when you see players being selected for the national team. And, you know, last week you've just mentioned it there, we've 6 international call-ups from DSK Shevardians. That's phenomenal. I think that tells you the type of football that we're playing. I think that tells you that we're catching people's minds, we're catching people's hearts with the way we're trying to do things. We're trying to do things the right way. You know, we're not trying to jump the gun and say, you know, hey, we've got to be winning leagues, we should be winning this league, we should be winning this, we should be winning that. The biggest trophy for us, the biggest trophies, is watching our players develop and watching our players get called up to the international team for India. And for me, I'm so proud, especially for Milan and for young Jerry, because it's the first time they've been called into senior level. And again, you know, the other 4 boys who've been selected, who've already been there before, but if they weren't performing, you know, they wouldn't be selected. And it's a really proud moment for the SK Shevardians and for me personally. I'm so happy for the boys.
So you've not been abused by the schedule that highly has turned out to the SK Shevardians. So could it have been better?
Listen, again, for me, as a football person who lives, eats, sleeps, drinks football, it's been baffling, to say the least. We've so much time and space throughout our season that I find it crazy that not just for DSK Shevardians and for my players, for every I-League team and every I-League coach, every I-League player, and especially fans who travel the country to go and support their players and support the clubs, I feel common sense needs to prevail as we move forward. And like I said, there's so many good people both on and off the field in our country, in India, trying to take I-League football to the next level. And I just feel people need to sit down around the table and take advice from all areas, you know, from coaches, from players, from owners, from CEOs, you know. And I know it's tough. I know the AFF have a tough job, but we've got to start, you know, sitting down and saying, what can we do to make this league better? What can we do to get better performances? When players are not tired, they perform better. You know, and again, on my behalf, that was off. We've just come off the back of 5 away games. We've travelled around India for 4 weeks. Double figures of flights, different hotels, different food, bus journeys, car journeys. And my players have been a credit. They really have. They've been a credit to the football club, a credit to the AFF, and a credit to the I-League. And I just hope, as we move forward, common sense kicks in and we can sit down around the table and say, let's put our ideas together for the better of I-League football, and especially for the safety and the welfare of the players and the fans that travel.
Talking about your support at home, it's not really been up to the mark. So does it affect the club in any way?
I don't think it affects the club, because we've got such a fantastic owner. Like I said, Shirish. If India had 20 or 30 more Shirish Kulkarnis, you know, running football clubs with a vision of developing homegrown players, with a vision of showing passion to Indian football, we'd be in a much better place. And I know we're trying to move forward, and I know people are trying to work hard and take it to another level. We're a new club, you know. We've got to remember, this is only we've not even completed our second season in the I-League yet. Yeah, we'd like to see more fans from Pune come and support us. And I think behind the scenes, the admin staff, you know, the CEO and Shirish, as a club, we're trying to make bigger strides to get more people in the gates to come and watch us. And it is improving. It's definitely improving. And I think especially with the way we're trying to be unique in developing our own players, that's having a big effect, because people are now seeing, hey, DSK Shivajans, they're trying to do things the right way. You know, they're trying to be different. They're trying to promote their young boys. They're trying to play a nice brand of football, which we are. And look, it's down to us as a football club, every one of us, to make this better and to try and get more people through the gates. Be adventurous, you know, locally. Go mingle with the public. You know, the people of Pune have been fantastic. Support's getting better. And again, you know, we just want to bring, you know, the best we can to Pune and show the people and make them become our 12th Shivajan, which they've been all season. The support's been great. And hopefully, you know, things will keep improving.
On the idea of homegrown players, so we have a quota of under 22 players, one of the under 22 players to start in the game. Would it be a good idea to have a homegrown player like DSK based from Pune, to have, say, one or two players in the squad from Pune to gather more crowd from Pune? Would that be a good idea?
Listen, that's the plan. That's what we've tried to do from day one. You know, when I say homegrown players, you know, it doesn't just mean from the city that you're in. It means developing through your academy. But yeah, look, we're trying to get local players. We're trying to get homegrown players from Pune. That's what we're looking for. And we won't stop doing that, you know, from grassroots level all the way through. That's our goal. Our goal is to get as many players locally as possible, you know, on the pathway from our academy, you know, into our senior team, and we won't stop striving to do that. It's something we're very big on, you know. But like I said, homegrown players for me is Indian local players. You know, we're all from India. You know, if you're good enough, you'll go through, you'll play. But again, yeah, the plan is, you know, we're actively out there with our grassroots, with our under 13s, and we're trying to give everybody, you know, an equal opportunity to say, look, at DSK, if you're good enough and you meet our criteria, then there's a pathway for you to come all the way through and go and perform in a senior team.
So you've been an advocate of youth football. You've been just admiring the way they've been performing for your team. Any scope for improvement from the youth as they've spanned this season?
Listen, obviously, you know, facilities need to improve. The quality of facilities has to improve. Training facilities, you know, eating habits, nutrition, you know, dietitian. All everything boils down to one component of how can we make our young players, you know, better. And I feel it's not just us, Kevin. If you look at Minerva and you look at Shillong, you know, every team sheet I've looked at this season, I've looked at opposition's team sheets, and apart from ourselves, Shillong and Minerva, I'm not seeing more than maybe two under 22 players in the whole squad. You know, and I think, you know, people have different agendas. Football clubs have different aspects. Football clubs want to go and win championships straight away. Football clubs want to win game after game. We all do, but there's a right way to do it. And I'm just happy that at DSK Shivajans, we've an owner who believes in the same philosophy as me, that results and success will come as long as you have patience and as long as you show trust and belief in the players that we are. But again, you know, there's many, I think from grassroots level all the way through, if people start listening and learning from each other, because that's what it's all about. Nobody has the answers. Not one individual can say, I have the answer. If we come together, you know, and for the benefit of the players and for the benefit of Indian football, I know there's so many good people who want to take this to another level. And it's very feasible to achieve this if we all just use our common sense and our knowledge and come together as one.
Well, that's what it, right? I mean, a great man. We could definitely make out what he was talking about. And he's totally that guy who believes in development. And he's from there, from the grassroots. And now he's made it to the main top division team. So what do you think here on for DSK? It's DSK lucky to have him, right?
Very much. You know, that that connect that he has with his young players. And he's so positive in his talks, and he translates that into on-field as well. Hmm. You never see him agitated. You never see him lose control. The temper is there. That backing is there.
Yeah.
You know, that is all the youth require.
Yeah.
You lose a match, you come close to winning it. You can be shattered if you do not have the support that is given to you.
Hmm.
You know, that's what is the best about Dave Rogers there.
Yeah. Well, that's all, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. And you can also talk directly to Kevin about, you know, if you want to ask him more, what was the conversation? How was it like? You can do that. He's on Twitter as Boza_Kevin. And Dave Rogers is on Twitter as RogersDave123. Very vocal guy. He's always there, very active on social media. And just like Kevin said, he's the same as, you know, he's on social media. Well, that's all, folks. Have a great day. Hope you enjoy the show. If you are listening to us on YouTube, hit the like, share, subscribe to our channel, hit the bell icon so you get updates of our new episode. You can also listen to our podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audioboom, and various other podcasting apps. Also download the IVM podcast app on Google, on iOS and Android. Enjoy the show. Have a great day. Come back to us. We'll get you more exclusive. Cheers.
Hey man, just help me out, man. I need some podcast, man. I haven't had a fix in a week. Just need some.
Don't you worry about it. I got podcasts galore for you, man. Just go to ivmpodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thanks, man. I'm gonna check it out.